In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. If you would enter into the wilderness, do not begin without a blessing. Do not leave without hearing who you are, beloved, named by the one who has traveled this path before you. Do not go without letting it echo in your ears. And if you find it is hard to let it into your heart, do not despair. That is what this journey is for. From Beloved is Where We Begin by Jan Richardson. We have begun the journey of Lent. On Thursday, the clergy of the diocese gathered with our bishop to renew our ordination vows. And this year we were at the cathedral in St. Petersburg. And before the service, one of my clergy colleagues were standing around talking, and he said, "I'm really not ready for Lent." And without missing a beat, I said, "Lent's ready for you." So, whether or not you are ready for Lent, Lent is here. Lent is ready for you. And whether or not you are ready to go deeper in your relationship with God, God is ready for you. But do not go into this journey without letting God's blessing echo in your ears. And if you find it is hard to let it into your heart, do not despair. That is what this journey is for. Those of you who do centering prayer may be familiar with the teaching of Father Thomas Keating. Thomas is a Trappist monk who has spent much of his 93 or so years teaching about the contemplative life. In the main body of his teaching, he tells us that as humans, we develop what could be considered coping mechanisms at a young age to seek three things: survival and security, esteem or affection, power and control. Survival, esteem, power, and control. And Thomas calls the drive for these things our human program for happiness. It's the way most human beings think they're going to get happiness until they find that none of those things brings true happiness. This program makes perfect sense for the first developmental stages of our life. It helps us survive and grow into adulthood. But there comes a time when the drive for these things becomes destructive to ourselves, to our planet, and to other people. When we stay focused on these drives for ourselves only, or for our family only, or our group only, survival, esteem, power, and control, we stay stuck and selfish. We fall into sin. Thomas calls that stuckness of the human condition our false self. And the spiritual life, he tells us, is all about moving from our false self to living more and more out of our true self, which is in God. It is all about letting go of patterns of behavior that seek security, affection, and power in destructive ways and selfish ways, and seeking these things anywhere but in God. And today, on the first Sunday of Lent, Jesus gives us the perfect example of this letting go. After his baptism, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. Jesus' first temptation came when he was famished. He had fasted for 40 days. His first temptation was about survival. The devil suggested that Jesus turn the stone into a loaf of bread. Why not? You know, Jesus was hungry, and he surely could have done that, but he refused. One does not live by bread alone, he said, quoting the Hebrew scripture. And the rest of that verse reads, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. The second temptation was all about power and control. The devil showed Jesus all the kingdoms of the world. Jesus, you can have all of this. You can have power and control over the entire world if you just worship me, said the devil. Now just think of all the good that Jesus could have done if he was in charge of everything. That might have been tempting. But of course, Jesus was not willing to sell his soul to the devil, not even for control and power over the whole world. Worship the Lord your God and serve only him, he replied. The final temptation was about esteem or affection. Surely you are special, aren't you? The devil implied. He took Jesus to Jerusalem and to the very top of the temple. Surely, Jesus, God will not let anything happen to you. Let's test that out. Are you really his favorite? Throw yourself down and watch him send in a battalion of angels to catch you. You won't even stub your toe. Jesus didn't need to prove that he was loved by God. Jesus knew that he was loved. He knew that God loved him and that he was God's beloved son. God had proclaimed that at his baptism in the Jordan River. He did not need to put that to the test. He did not need to do anything to receive God's affection. No, Jesus said, I will not put the Lord my God to the test. So in his temptations in the desert, Jesus let go of any need that he had to find security in anything but God. He let go of any need that he had to find esteem and affection in anything but God. He let go of any need he might have to find power and control outside of his connection to God. This Lent, and every Lent, the Church invites us, God invites us, to go deeper in our relationship with God. We can go deeper in our relationship with God by seeking over and over to let go of our need to find security, affection, power, and control for ourselves in destructive ways and instead look to God for these things. We can go deeper in our relationship with God by being more intentional in how we live our daily lives. This year, our Lenten program about crafting a rule of life and Anglican spiritual practices can offer you tools to help you go deeper. And if for some reason you're unable to attend and you would like some resources, I'm glad to speak with you privately. In our Ash Wednesday liturgy, we heard that the church invites us to observe a holy Lent by engaging in traditional practices, self-examination and repentance, prayer, fasting, and it doesn't have to be fasting from food. I have some college age friends who are fasting from Facebook or fasting from the internet for Lent. Prayer, fasting, and self-denial. And by reading and meditating on God's holy word. So as we continue this journey we have now begun, this journey of Lent, I'll end by sharing with you the rest of Jan Richardson's blessing for the first Sunday of Lent. I cannot promise this blessing will free you from danger, from fear, from hunger or thirst, from the scorching of sun or the fall of the night. But I can tell you that on this path, there will be help. I can tell you that on this way, there will be rest. I can tell you that you will know the strange graces that come to our aid only on a road such as this, that fly to meet us, bearing comfort and strength, that come alongside us for no other cause than to lean themselves toward our ear and with their curious insistence whisper our name. Beloved, beloved, beloved.